excellent point. And we're basically on the subject of questioning. And questions are a great way to learn about people. You have to add that with effective and active listening. And, you know, as Bill has pointed out, if somebody tells you they want something, find out why. And certainly at the beginning of a call, I recommend using what are termed open probes or open questions, open-ended questions sometimes. Those are questions that require time and lengthy answers, as opposed to closed questions or closed probes, which can usually be answered by one or very few questions. And those are more appropriate when you're trying to get the caller to make a commitment, make a decision, make a choice. But at the beginning of the call, the time is and let's talk about time for a minute, because some people who offer similar coaching services, and we applaud them, it's a very vital thing that's being done by a lot of people in this profession, recommend that you get off the phone quickly and that you get to the point and you get the appointment. We disagree with that, don't we, Bill?
We do. See, one of the things that I'd like to do is I believe that very often these decisions are made very quickly. And I think stay with the patient, develop the rapport. You want to entice them into the office. I want them to come into the office and they're actually looking forward to being here. I met Susan on the phone. I'm looking forward to meeting Susan when I come to the office. And I do want to start, and I teach what we call the power questions, or Blatchford's power questions, and there are seven simple questions that I feel that are important in sales that you can ask, and you can start on the telephone with these questions. You may not get through all of them, but you definitely need to be taking some notes. So I don't mind if this call takes a little bit, and I'm going to qualify, but I'm going to sell first. So, start with, as Danny said, these open questions. How can I help you? Now, I'm going to tell you something about this when you ask this question. Don't ever assume that you know what they're talking about. You see, when we start to make assumptions, I mean, Aristotle said this 2,000 years ago, Danny. He said that when you make an assumption you know something, you stop asking questions. And when you stop asking questions, you stop learning. Well, when a patient says they want something, let's make something as simple as having their teeth cleaned. I want to find out more about that. I mean, I want to find out. So just exactly what do you have in mind, or what are you expecting in a cleaning? Tell me more about that. Is a very simple thing to say. Tell me about that. Well, you know, I've got these stains on my teeth, or they'll tell you what's going on, what's important for them. And when you make assumptions, or I'd like to have my teeth whitened, and very often in seminars I say, and I'll be in some location, and I'll say, here in New York, do you know about whitening? Do you know what whitening is? And of course, everybody says yes, and I'll say, no, you don't know. You don't have a clue. The only patient that knows about whitening right now is the person on the other end of the telephone.
Right.
It's their definition we're looking for.
Absolutely. And also, along with this, of course, Bill, is you ask respectfully. And if you listen closely and a person doesn't want to elaborate on a question, they'll let you know.
Then you go on.
And you don't take it personally, and you just move on to the next question.
Exactly.
It's a delicate dance that we're playing, but it's not beyond your ability. It's just a matter of listening and reacting appropriately.
And then I want to go into, once I find out what it is they want and they tell me about the problem that they're seeking care for, I'd like to know, basically, I want to know how the problem has affected them, but I want to know how long have they been thinking about this problem. And now that's important because it gets them engages their emotional brain the first time they notice the problem, how they felt about that, and that's critical. I want to know what they've tried so far. You know, how have they dealt with, have they had problems like this in the past? What they have done, how's that work, and how has it disrupted their life? And then what have they done to solve the problem? Then how did that work? See, in other words, by asking these questions, I'm showing concern. I'm showing empathy with the patient, and I'm learning a lot.
You're gathering information.
I'm gathering that information.
Yeah, the best salesmen are not the talkers. They're the listeners.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I like to do, and this is something that some people disagree with, but I happen to have studied sales the last 20-some years, and I know that it's very effective. And I may ask the patient on the phone. It may not. Just depends on how the conversation is going. But I may say, have you considered a budget for this? In other words, have you considered what this may cost? And sometimes you get a, yes, I have. My neighbor just had this done, and I know it's expensive. Or I haven't any idea. And I don't want to bring the patient into the office and completely shock them. I'm going to ask them, would it shock you to know? Same thing with shopping. Somebody calls and asks price of something. And I may say, again, I may start with a question. And I say, you know, it sounds like you've been studying this quite a bit. Where are you in your research?
Right.
In other words, if you're looking for, are you still thinking about the procedure? In other words, are you still, let's take veneers or let's take implants or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Are you researching about implants, or have you already decided to have an implant or several or veneers, and now you're looking for a dentist? It gives me a fork in the road.
Right. And Bill has very, very subtly but very deftly asked a question with another question and has now placed himself back in control.
And if the patient says, well, I'm still considering whether to do the procedure, well, then my conversation is going to go one way. And if he says, no, I've pretty much made that decision, I'm now looking for a dentist. I mean, to me, the next obvious question is, that's wonderful. What are you looking for in a dentist? Now, this is where your 30-second elevator speech better come in, because when the patient asks, I'm looking for somebody with experience, you better be able to, yes, you have called the right place. Our doctor has probably done more of these procedures than anyone in town. In other words, it's not like Danny and I were listening to a call yesterday and the receptionist had to go ask the doctor if he did this procedure or not, which is not exactly create a lot
of confidence.
Doesn't
builder.
Create confidence in that patient. I'm not sure we do that here.
Yeah.
Yes, our doctor's done more than anybody in town. I'm also concerned about what this would cost. Well, I think, again, question is, well, yeah, I'm pleased you're, and I would joke. I would joke a little bit and say, well, I'm glad you're interested in cost, Danny. That sounds like you're probably planning on paying us for that.
That's
and,
right.
And that's how I get paid here.
Right.
And
I so, also like your approach where you raise the 800-pound gorilla by asking if they've considered a budget for this.
Well, exactly.
Because that, if people don't talk about money, you can be sure they're thinking about money.
And there are people out there that train you to say that, well, Danny, don't worry about money. Let's pretend money doesn't exist for a few moments. And we'll just talk about the best treatment possible for you, and we'll talk about money at the end.
Yeah, right. And if you're lucky, they'll be listening with one ear because they're still thinking, yeah, but.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's nothing you can think about now except money.
That's right, because they told you not to.
They told you not to.
That's right.
And so when price comes up, I think your question is,
it's a good question.
Well, tell me, Danny, what are you looking for in a fee? Are you looking for the least expensive? What are you looking for?
Right. I mean, ask them. Well, but yeah, of course, yeah. I don't want to have to pay anything for this.
Well, I understand, and you know, that's something you can probably get done. You know, we do. There is a clinic in town where people can get dentistry done for no charge at all.
Oh, I don't want to go there. I know what you're talking
about. And we have a dental school here in town where you can get dental work done at extremely reduced rates. And
from dental students.
From dental students. I probably should let you know, Danny, that our doctor is probably one of the highest fees in town.
Well, it must be a good reason for that.
Well, huh? there is. And as a matter of fact, since you're looking for other opinions, you might want to visit a couple other offices first. By the way, who else are you talking to?
I actually hadn't, I got this mailer and it looked pretty good, and I've been meaning to call, so no one.
Okay, well, that's good. But if you're thinking about something, and, you know, you might want to check with some others, but I promise you, when you come here, you'll see a difference. So come here, go see the others first. Now, here's the interesting thing. Most dental team members and dentists believe the patient is looking for the least expensive at all times. That is not the case. That is not the case. And one of the things here is don't impose your financial situation on the patient.
Yeah, don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
It's not a battle. They've called for a reason.
So when the price comes up, I'm not opposed to giving a fee on the phone either.
Mm-mm.
I know what my fees are. We only do six things here. And so it's easy for me to quote a fee in a general term. I can't do it down to the penny, but I know about what it costs. If we're talking, if somebody says, what is the price of a crown? Well, our crowns range between $900 and $1,200. And how many do you think you'd like to have done? And you can multiply it. I mean, don't be afraid to talk about it.
Right. And you can also suggest that We don't know about other dental practices, but we try to avoid diagnosing dentistry over the telephone. We find it rather difficult.
Exactly.
And that's why we make it easy for you to come and visit
and so
our office.
Why don't you come in? Remember, the consultation is at no charge. Mm-hmm. It includes the x-rays. Come on in. We'll take a look. You'll sit down with us. We'll find out what you want, determine your needs. You'll spend some time with a doctor, and we'll come up with exactly every detail that you need to know to make a decision.
Because one thing we never do is let affordability get between our patients and the care that they want and deserve.
Danny, we have an opening on Tuesday morning at 8:30. Would you like to come in?
Sign me up.
And see, that's how you go through that. This would be an excellent time to open your workbook and do the exercise.